All right, this is David Longlever Blaber coming to you from Iowa. Saw a whole bunch of paracord videos online about how to make bracelets and such, and I was just never able to find one that was just very clear, very easy to understand. So I'm going to make one to kind of let you see how it's done and hopefully to make it a little bit clear for some of you who are in the same boat as I am and just don't like what's out there. So to do this, you need a knife. Extremely sharp. It helps with the cutting of the cord. A lighter, a buckle, which I'm using a 3/8 inch side release plastic buckle, and paracord. Now for me, if the person has an 8-inch wrist, which you just measure around your wrist how big it is, you add about a foot per inch. So I have a 7.5-inch wrist, therefore I would need an 8.5 feet of cord. I do add about 1/4 inch, so I'd cut right around 9 feet just for the heck of it. But I'm making one today. It's a little over 8 inches, so that's, I got about 8.5, 9 feet of cord. I didn't really measure it because this is just real quick. It's not for anybody, so. Alrighty, here we go. So you have your buckle, which I usually always start with the female end. If you look at it, the one with the prongs is the male. I start with the female. What you're going to do is you're going to take your paracord, you're going to open it up, and you're going to take the two ends and you're going to put them together like so. Now I like to run my hand down it to kind of even it out a little bit so you can have a nice loop at the end. So you've got the same two ends and the female end. You're going to put it up through the bottom. If I can get it through the buckle. There we go. Alright, so now it's through the buckle. Now you're going to go all the way down to the back and you're going to put these two ends through the loop. You're then going to pull, and that loop's just going to travel up your paracord. And now you've made the loop on the female end. So now you have your cord. So now turn it over so you see the bottom. And you're just going to follow it down again, trying to keep it as straight as possible until you're back with your ends. So now put it through the top. You can see how it's kind of angled. Put it through the top of the male end. Like so. And I'll pull it again. And it'll look kind of like that. Alright, so now you're going to undo it. And you're going to wind up just like so. Now you're gonna pull them together and you're gonna measure from right there, so basically where the string begins and where the string ends on here, and that needs to be roughly 3/4 inch bigger than your wrist measurement. So if you have an 8-inch wrist, I would measure from here to here 8 3/4 inches, because you're going to lose about 3/4 inch or roughly about 1/2 inch when you actually start to do the braiding. So, like so. You're going to start with the male end, get real close here. This is where it gets a little bit complicated. So you've still got the back part of the bracelet, and this is the part that's along your wrist. You're going to take the left cord, you're going to drape it behind the string, the main bracelet part. Then you're going to take the right and you're going to bring it under and back over. And then you're going to pull it. And that's all the cobra knot is, just that. It's that simple. And you're just going to try to make it even, trying to make it look pretty. So now we're going to look at it from the front. So again, this is the side that's away from your wrist. That's the side that's towards your wrist. Now the easiest way to figure this out for the next braid is, you see where this comes down? You go opposite side under. You're going to take the left string, and just like before, you're just going to go over. Pull it through, get it tight. And you want this to be really tight, so just crank on it. And there's the beginning of your knot. So see where that is? It's the opposite. There's nothing over there. You got to make one. Up and over. And pull it tight. And the back part is just basically the exact same thing, so I guess you could do it from the back part, but I always like to have it, the part that's away from your wrist pointing towards me. So one last time, there's the loop, so you gotta go opposite. Under. This part goes under the one that you just went, over and through the loop. See? And when you get really good, you don't even have to think about it. You almost start to dream. But there you go. And then we'll show you how to finish it up here in a second. Alright, so one problem you may experience as you're braiding is, as you get down to the end, you find that one of your main strings has a little bit of slack in it. That's no big deal. All you do, since that's a captured knot, you just pull it straight again and then just cinch it back down. It's that simple. Alright, so we're getting done towards the end. As you can see, you have that nice cross pattern sequence back and forth. Getting focus. Cutting this out. Alright. So just keep doing that over and under. Over and under. Back over and through. And you're starting to get down towards the end. I will sometimes take the knot on top of the double pull through that you did. It just depends on whether I feel like it needs to be done or not. So I'll sometimes take the knot and put it on top of this one right here, which was the one that you pulled through. I don't always do that. I don't like to do it. But this last one needs to be extremely tight, because we don't want it to come undone. So now it's completely done. You've got your bracelet completely braided out. There's no more room. So now we need to cut these ends off, and I have an extremely sharp knife, so I'm not going to try to do it while looking through the the viewfinder. That could just be slightly detrimental to my health. Alright, so there's your two leftover pieces. So now you've got two pieces that are kind of sticking out a little bit. And all you're going to do, you're just going to take your lighter, you're just going to burn those down. And you want it pretty melted. That way it'll bond with the other paracord pieces. Lick your finger and rub it back and forth. And what that'll do is that'll seal it. You're just going to do the exact same thing for the other side. Lick your finger and seal it. That's not too bad. It's a little bit too dark for my taste. I might take a little bit of white paint and just kind of do over that, but there's the paracord bracelet. And it really is that simple. I can crank out one of these single color ones in just, you know, 5 or 6 minutes. Usually while I'm just sitting watching TV or something. Gets done real fast. But that's it. Check out my other videos. I will be uploading, trying to do at least one a week. Gonna be doing some paracord stuff. You know, two tone, three tone. Gonna be doing some gun stuff, how to clean. I've got a couple shotguns and my AR-15. I'm gonna show you how to clean those, take them apart.